friends, it's Peter Trenum. It's time for the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country gospel music.
The year of 1967, we celebrate our greatest jubilee. Salute our flag as it waves so proudly. Oh, Canada, our land of the free, keep it free. Let's march together. Let's pray together. May the good Lord be our guiding star and grant salvation to this great nation. I'm glad that I was born in Canada. God bless our homeland. We're proud it's our land. From Newfoundland to our northern borders, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. We all love our Canada. Let's not forget those who died that we may enjoy our freedom in this great country. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. I'm glad that I was born in Canada. Bless our homeland, we're proud it's our land. From Newfoundland to our northern borders, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. We all love our Canada. Let's not forget those who died that we may enjoy our freedom in this great country. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. That I was born in Canada. I'm glad that I was born in Canada. I'm glad that I was born in Canada.
Wolf Carter, Canada's first superstar, opening the Gospel Trail. July the 1st is Canada Day, and I hope you all have a great day. Friends, welcome to the Gospel Trail, and today I'll be featuring the Nova Scotia Ramblers, originally known as the Nova Scotia Playboys. Back in 1967, we celebrated our country's centennial with a Category 1 World's Fair, and it was held in Montreal. Expo 67 is considered one of the most successful World's Fair of the 20th century. It set a record for single-day attendance for a World's Fair with 570,000 visitors on the third day. It ran from April the 27th to October the 29th, 1967. And in 1964, bluegrass and old-time country music group, the Nova Scotia Playboys, were formed under the leadership of Fred Eisner. The Nova Scotia Playboys were one of the groups selected to represent Nova Scotia at Expo 67. What an honor for a local group. The group appeared on a floating stage in front of the Japanese and Russian pavilions. Group members were Herb Brimacombe on fiddle, Fred Eisner on mandolin, Bruce Beeler on piano accordion, Garnet Whedon on guitar and vocals, Curtis Newman on vocals, and Doris Eisner on stand-up bass. The Nova Scotia Playboys appeared in September for 5 days. Thousands upon thousands of people passed in front of them daily. Back home, the Playboys were known as an old-time dance band, and they played the great fiddle tunes, and they even had a square dance collar. In 1969, they issued their first LP titled Nova Scotia Playboys, Authentic Country Sounds. Out of the 12 numbers on the LP, 9 were original compositions by Herb Brimacombe and Garnet Whedon. And it's time to play a number now by the Nova Scotia Playboys. And this was written by Herb Brimacombe, and Sheila Newman has the lead vocals on this great song, one called Nova Scotia, My Paradise.
Nova Scotia, and the robin red the grass on the fields are much greener. In the valley the lilies bloom fair. To me, Nova Scotia is heaven. There's no place in this world to compare. The sand on the beaches are scarlet red leaves on the treetops, where nature's paintbrush touched our land. The beauty of autumn is with us in a place that was blessed by God's hand. The grass on the fields are much greener. In the valley the lilies bloom fair. To me, Nova Scotia is heaven. There's no place in this world to
The Nova Scotia Ramblers and Nova Scotia My Paradise. That was the most requested song from their album over CHFX Halifax. Over the next 10 years, there would be different band members and the Nova Scotia Playboys would become the Nova Scotia Ramblers. In 1981, the Nova Scotia Ramblers, under the direction of Fred Eisner, issued the LP The Sunny Side of Life. Members now were Laura Hatton on rhythm guitar, and she also sang lead on all songs. Stephanie Eisner on rhythm guitar, and Stephanie sang tenor harmonies on all songs. Bruce Eisner on the five-string banjo, Bruce Beeler on piano accordion, and Doris Eisner on stand-up bass, and Fred Eisner on dobro and mandolin. The Nova Scotia Ramblers toured throughout Nova Scotia, appearing in churches on cable television, at country music jamborees, at schools, and at country and bluegrass festivals. Here's a couple cuts from their 1981 LP, The Sunny Side of Life. Matthew 24 was written by Lonnie Glosson, and Where the Soul of Man Never Dies by William M. Golden. His surname was Golding, but he changed it to Golden. William Golden was killed in a traffic accident at age 56 in Mississippi in 1934. And he wrote most of his gospel songs while serving an 8-year sentence in the state prison. Where the Soul of Man Never Dies was published in more than 45 hymnals. Here's the Nova Scotia Ramblers.
Compared today with Matthew 24.
Where the Soul of Man Never Dies, and Matthew 24. Both numbers from the Nova Scotia Ramblers 1981 LP, The Sunny Side of Life. Again, time marches on and band members change. The one constant is Fred Eisner. In 1986, the Nova Scotia Ramblers issued a third LP titled Having Fun with Bluegrass. And I believe Fred Eisner finally found the sound he was looking for. And in my opinion, this was to be the best Nova Scotia Ramblers group ever formed. Members now would include Fred Eisner on his famous F5 Lloyd Lore 1923 Gibson mandolin, Bonnie Ashley on rhythm guitar and lead vocals, Ed McCormick on stand-up bass and vocals, Bill Babineau on five-string banjo and vocals, Carl Dalrymple on lead and rhythm guitar. And I'm sure that fans of the Ramblers can look back and say, yes, this was the ultimate Nova Scotia Ramblers group. Here they are with a number written by Bill Babineau, and Ed McCormick is on lead, a selection called Lead Me Home. Lead Me Home from the Nova Scotia Ramblers' third album, Having Fun with Bluegrass. And that was issued back in 1985. Lead Me Home was written by Bill Babineau, and the late Ed McCormick was on lead vocals. Ed McCormick left us in September of 1999, and Ed loaned his vocals to Having Fun with Bluegrass, and he also played acoustic stand-up bass. The Ramblers would perform at the DeCoste Center in Pictou, at the Bicentennial Theater in Musquodoboit with Gordon Stobie and his group. They would also perform with Eddie Poirier and the Bluegrass Four in Moncton. And in the 1980s, at all the Nova Scotia and Prince Edward Island Bluegrass festivals. Fred Eisner, Bonnie Ashley, Ed McCormick, Bill Babineau, Carl Dalrymple, along with mandolin player John Sims, were all inducted into the prestigious Nova Scotia Country Music Hall of Fame in 2004. And Fred's musical hero as a lad, and to this day, is the great Wilf Carter. From 1981 to 86, Fred would host a weekly program, the Bluegrass Jamboree, over CKCL in Truro. And from 1988 to 93, he would co-host with John Robertson the Kelderman Bluegrass and Old Time Country Music Hour over CKEC in New Glasgow. From 1997 to 2013, Fred hosted the Bluegrass and Country Jamboree, a cable television show that aired over the Riverside Educational Center, not far from his home in Lance. On that program, Fred showcased hundreds of local artists, including the Spinney Brothers and Grand Ole Opry legend, the late George Hamilton IV, who was a member of the world-famous Grand Ole Opry for more than 54 years. We're going back to their second album from 1981, The Sunny Side of Life, and we're going to hear I'll Fly Away. Again, it's Laura Hatton, now Laura Krause, on lead vocals. Thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Please check out my archive programs at CFTA's home website. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca from any listening device. We are the station that put the word radio back into radio. Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9. You just heard the Nova Scotia Ramblers with Albert E. Brumley's I'll Fly Away, and that was Laura Hatton on lead vocals. Fred Eisner is an accomplished musician. He plays mandolin, acoustic guitar, lap steel, dobro, and stand-up bass. And in 1960, Fred purchased a Gibson F5 mandolin, and it was made by Lloyd Lohr on April the 25th, 1923, and Fred got it at a pawn shop in Halifax. The F5 Gibson was once owned by Dave Apollon, who was one of the greatest mandolin players of all time. The Nova Scotia Ramblers were officially disbanded in 1988, and Fred sold his F5 Gibson. That F5 was even played by the great Bill Monroe, and several years back, the owner had it on eBay for $140,000. Fred writes for the Rural Delivery, and he wrote articles for the Seniors Advocate right up until its last issue in 2014. Fred Eisner is truly one of the great musical researcher historians of our time, and he and his wife Audrey are awesome folks. Audrey deserves a medal for all the meals and musical house parties she's hosted. On the album The Sunny Side of Life, we featured Matthew 24 and Where the Soul of Man Never Dies. Laura Hatton was one of the lead vocalists, and Laura Hatton is now Laura Krause, and she's Audrey's daughter. Today, Laura is one of the finest vocalists you'll ever hear. Our final selection by the Nova Scotia Ramblers, The Little White Church, is performed by the late Bonnie Ashley. And Bonnie has put her mark on this one. It's the most popular song from the Ramblers' final recording of 1986. And also the first selection we played today by the Nova Scotia Playboys was Nova Scotia, My Paradise. And the lead vocalist was Sheila Newman. Sheila is Bonnie's mom, and the apple didn't fall very far from the tree. Sheila and Bonnie, both excellent vocalists. In September of 2011, Bonnie lost her battle with cancer, and she went home to be with Jesus. I consider the late Bonnie Ashley as one of the finest Christian ladies I've ever met, and one of the greatest female bluegrass vocalists I've ever heard. Here she is to prove just that with her great version of The Little White Church. The Little White Church, and that was the late Bonnie Ashley when she was a member of the Nova Scotia Ramblers. And friends, I hope you enjoyed the Nova Scotia Playboys and the Nova Scotia Ramblers in the Gospel Trail Spotlight today. And if you've never heard I Wouldn't Take $1 Million for a Single Maple Leaf by Newfoundland's Roy Payne, I suggest you listen close to the lyrics. It's most likely the greatest song ever written about our Canada.
I've seen a lot of sadness in the countries of this world, and I've seen the starving faces of a million boys and girls. And I've walked the war-torn countryside and the bloody battered streets, where young men fought and died because they wanted to be free. When you think you've got troubles, you just listen to the news. And I'm sure you realize, my friends, your troubles, they are few. Compared to those of others in the countries of this world, while we live in a paradise, a rare and priceless pearl. And as I watch my children playing freely with their friends, I thank God for this country, mister, that we're living in. And there are no cries of fighting soldiers dying on our streets. I wouldn't take $1 million for a single maple leaf.
Yes, friends, we've got so much to be grateful for all across this beautiful land. From the mighty Pacific Ocean, right down to the shores of Newfoundland. And tonight, when your children pray down on their knees, you ask them to ask God to bless Canada and forever keep her free.
I wouldn't take $1 million for a single maple leaf.
Newfoundland's Roy Payne with the greatest song he ever wrote, I Wouldn't Take $1 Million for a Single Maple Leaf. Next is a song that Hank Snow made famous back in 1959. And I wonder if you know that Mickey McIntyre from Sydney wrote My Nova Scotia Home.
There's a place I'll always cherish neath the blue Atlantic skies, where the shores down in Cape Breton bids the golden sun to rise, and the fragrance of the apple blossoms sprays the dew-kissed lawn, back in dear old Nova Scotia, a place where I was born. The Scotian and the Ocean Limited and the Maritime Express, their mighty engines throbbing make their way towards the west, and the sturdy fishing schooner sways so lazily to and fro. Nova Scotia is my sanctuary and I love it so. Great Dominion, I have traveled far and wide, where the shores out in Vancouver kiss the blue Pacific tide. I have crossed the snow-capped Rockies, saw the wheat fields golden blaze, headed back to Nova Scotia where contented cattle graze. Where the purty robin redbreast seeks its loved ones in the tree, and the French dialect in old Quebec keeps calling out to me. It seems to say, be on your way, there's a welcome at the door, where the kinfolks are waiting on that gay Atlantic shore. beautiful New Brunswick and across to PEI to the rockbound coast of Newfoundland. I loved them till I died. But a God came here on earth with us and asked if he could rest. I'd take him to my Nova Scotia home, the place that I love best.
Canadian Pacific.
I rode your ocean liner to Newfoundland, where I made a living in an iron mine. When I got my fill, I went to Nova Scotia, and I fished them salty waters for a time. Passing through Prince Edward Island and New Brunswick, I could see them rocks and cliffs of solid stone. Listening to the seagulls calling to each other made me miss my darling and my distant home. Canadian Pacific, carry me 3,000 miles through the valleys and the forests to the sunshine of her smile. Cross the plains and rugged mountains, keep this wandering boy from harm. Canadian Pacific, take me to my baby's arms. The Atlantic disappeared on the horizon, and Quebec lay waiting for me down the track. For a while I drove a truck to keep from starving. In Ontario I was a lumberjack. Manitoba and Saskatchewan then followed, where the wheat fields and the old Red River flows. In the quiet hours your whistle on the prairie touched my heart and set my memories aglow. I could feel the nearness of her warm soft kisses when you rolled into Alberta westward bound. I worked on an oil rig to make some money for a ticket to the sweetest girl around. Pushing on past Lake Louise and all its splendor, where the trees and Rockies touch the sky above. I got to British Columbia in heaven. On your tracks I made it back to my true love. Canadian Pacific, carried me 3,000 miles through the valleys and the forests to the sunshine of her smile. Across the plains and rugged mountains, you kept this wandering boy from harm. Canadian Pacific, you took me to my baby's arms. Canadian Pacific, carried me 3,000 miles through the valleys.
The late George Hamilton IV with a song that Canadian Ray Griff wrote for George. Canadian Pacific was a big hit for George Hamilton, and it was also a hit for Hank Snow. And people from George's hometown of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, used to ask him what part of Canada he was from. George loved Canada, and he recorded 5 albums of Down East Canadian music. Next is John Holohan from Newfoundland, with a selection from his CD, Island to Island. This one is titled, The Red Maple Leaf.
It's the 1st of July in our hometown. The red and white flags are all flying around. The children are tattooed with red maple leaves. They're singing and dancing out there in the street. It's time to give thanks for this country so dear. May we always be proud that we're living here in the land of that red and white emblem of peace. May it always fly high, the red maple leaf. travel this country, watch the sunrise to light up the peaceful and blue northern skies. Saw the natural beauty from the west to the east, here in this land of freedom and peace. It's time to give thanks for the freedom we share. May we always be proud that we're living here in the land of that red and white emblem of peace. May it always fly high, the red maple. Travel the world by just watching TV, to places where people die in the streets. It hurts me to see that so many must die as they fight for the freedom that we here enjoy. So tonight in your bed before you go to sleep, pray that our freedom we'll always keep. Think of the people in countries who pray that they too will have peace and freedom someday. It's time to give thanks for the freedom we share. May we always be proud that we're living here in the land of that red and white emblem of peace. May it always fly high, the red maple leaf. May it always fly high, the red maple leaf. May it always fly high, the red maple leaf.
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email requests.ca at eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
It was early morning, the sun, it was dawning. I strayed with my love through the fields. We would walk together, hand in hand with each other. By the old oak tree, we'd meet. The wind gently blowing, his eyes warmly glowing, he filled my heart with delight. But we'll walk no more on the road by the shore, 'cause he sleeps with the angels tonight. We grew of a feather as he came to my house each night. But today I am old with no darling to hold, 'cause he sleeps with the angels tonight. close to his side. And he said, my dear, now don't shed a tear, 'cause I'll sleep with the angels tonight. We grew up together like two birds of a feather. As he came to my house each night, but today I am old with no darling to hold, 'cause he sleeps with the angels tonight. 'Cause he sleeps with the angels tonight.
Teresa Rogers from Ireland with He Sleeps With the Angels Tonight. You also heard The Red Maple Leaf by John Holohan from Newfoundland. Right now, friends, it's my brother Dig Trenum, and Dig wrote this one. It's called Come to the Savior. After my brother Dig, it's me with a Hank Williams song, Six More Miles to the Graveyard. Hank Williams wrote Six More Miles to the Graveyard after the passing of his grandmother. Friends, here's my brother Dig Trenum.
Come to the Savior, ye weak and heavy laden. He will save your troubled soul. With the Holy Ghost abiding, he will bring to you glad tidings. Come to Jesus and behold. So many try without Jesus, and they think their way is right, and it takes them down the road that leads to hell. Won't you open your heart and make a brand new start? Let Jesus Christ save your soul. Your name written in. Come to the Savior, my friend. Graveyards are fast filling with friends and loved ones passing. Come to Jesus and be saved. Won't you come to the Savior, ye weak and heavy laden? Will save your troubled soul. With the Holy Ghost abiding, he will bring to you glad tidings. Come to Jesus and be whole and be saved.
Oh, the rain is slowly falling, and my heart is so sore. Six more miles and leave my darling, never on this earth to meet no more. Six more miles to the graveyard, six more miles long and sad. Six more miles and leave my darling, leave the best friend I ever had. Oh, I hear the train a-coming, bringing my darling back home. Six more miles
graveyard when I'll be left here all alone. 6 more miles to the graveyard, 6 more miles, long and sad. 6 more miles and leave my darling, leave the best friend I ever had.
One of my recordings, a Hank Williams song, 6 More Miles to the Graveyard. And you also heard my brother, Dig Trenum, with one he wrote, Come to the Savior. Well, friends, we're quickly running out of time here. Here's George Longard with a great version of Sweeter Than the Flowers.
Just as far as I can remember, she'll remain the road. My heart, Mom took sick way back in December. February brought us broken hearts. The reason we'd not call a family reunion, we knew that she wouldn't be there. But since we thought it all, forget the hour, you're the only one, Mom, and sweeter than the flowers. Oh no, there's no need to bother, to think of you now would only hurt Father. Looks so good to see us together, but I had to look after Dad. Oh, Mama, when I passed by your coffin, I didn't want to remember you did. We all gathered round, I stared at their faces, all heads were bowed mighty low. That was one time we all had to face it. It hurt us so bad, you know. Oh no, I can't forget the hour. You're the only one, Mom, and sweeter than the flowers. Oh no, there's no need to bother, to think of it now would only hurt Father.
George Longard with Sweeter Than the Flowers, and George's great country music show is coming up in about 5 minutes. Folks, I hope you enjoyed the Gospel Trail today, and I hope you all have a great Happy Canada Day. Here's Bill Langstroth and the Sing-Along Jubilee cast to close things out today with This Land Is Your Land.
This land is your land.
This land is my land. From Bonavista to Vancouver Island. From the Arctic Circle to the Great Lake Waters.
Below me, that golden valley.
friends, it's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.